views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you and let you know a little bit about what the show's about. We focus on metaphysical topics, the angelic realm. I have been bringing astrology and numerology into it because I'm finding some synchronicities there, and energy healing, and that is my passion, the energy behind everything that we experience. Today, Big topic, spiritual awakening, because there's been so many changes on the masses across the world. And for people that have been following a spiritual path, or, you know, they're growing on their soul level, things like that, this is not a new phrase to them. But a lot of people in the last couple of years, especially in the last year, have really been going through a spiritual awakening, and they're not even sure they are. I want to address that today and give you some things that can help you a lot when things are going that way. If you have been living a life that is, you know, nothing about any of this, maybe you're very analytical, and I've been talking to some analytical people, and their viewpoints have been shifting quite a bit lately. This was before when it's like, yeah, okay, and they respect me, they're fine with that, but then they're starting to go, now I understand what you mean, or that was very strange. And they're asking more questions because they're starting to pick up and feel psychic abilities popping in. They're feeling their spiritual gifts starting to wake up. They're starting to feel more empathic toward things they felt detached and squared away on. All kinds of stuff like that. Sudden changes in your entire lifestyle. Changes in your diet, what you want to eat, what you can't eat anymore because your body is like, no, and it has an allergic reaction or something like that. All kinds of stuff like that. And I've had quite a few of the symptoms as it's gone through. Not all of them, because everybody has different things. But I wanted to discuss that with you today, share some things about it. And I want you to feel free to call in if you have questions about this, maybe something you're going through that you have, you're not sure about or you want to ask about. Maybe you won't feel so alone if you just reach out. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We also have chats open on the YouTube live stream, and it's over on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. And on my two pages, we're live streaming there, and there's chats there. If you want to ask that way, and Carter's going to help me out with that, right, Carter?
Oh, yeah.
he's over there. He knows. Yeah, because I can't see all of it at the same time because I've got to pay attention to what I'm teaching you. So it's also on my website. If you go to my website, I have it live streaming and embedded right there on the talk show page. So we've got it scattered all about for you. But that's what this is all about. There's an energy behind everything. Spiritual awakening, that is a major shift in your energy, obviously. It's very unknown. We'll start with that. It feels very unknown. It feels uncertain. It's not the path you've always gone. And every time you try to do what you always did, something just doesn't work. Something, you know, it just seems so much more difficult to complete a task the way you used to do it. You might be having some physical symptoms. You might be feeling anxiety. Now, I am not addressing anything medical here. There is absolutely nobody saying don't check that out. If you feel like something's going on, please do check things out. But when it's a spiritual awakening, you'll go get things checked out. They can't find anything wrong. It's, you know, it's not making sense. It's not fitting into the boxes. Okay. There might be something physical that you have to change. You may have to work with your diet a little bit and change because your chemistry of your body, actually, to me, now this is the way I see it, okay? Not documenting science here, just to give you that. If the energy is shifting everything about what you're experiencing in your reality and our thoughts, our beliefs, or what our body responds to, the whole thing is recalibrating itself. It's like if you're a Mac user, like I am, you know, the little color wheel just keeps going around when something's processing, or on your computer, you have that little spin going around. You're just waiting for it to finish and process, something like that. That's kind of what's happening with our body and with our emotional state, with our mindset, because our beliefs may or may not be challenged. Some of them will, some of them won't. You'll find, why is that? You don't feel or resonate with something. This is all how it can feel with a spiritual awakening. Beliefs can be challenged in a really big way, and you don't feel like you have secure foundation under you when that happens. If you are very set in the way you believe, I'm not trying to tell you to change what you believe. I'm just trying to say, in general, how a spiritual awakening process can feel and affect you. The other thing that's big is, if you have a tendency to avoid processing or avoid your emotions, or you try to stuff them down or anything like that, or maybe some addictive personalities, like, you know, if you have an addiction, or you know you do, it's like, oh man, I just want to keep eating the ice cream or grab more cigarette, whatever it is, you know, you find that that might intensify a little bit, but it doesn't have to take over. And I want to explain during this episode some metaphysical and energy processing behind that and what you can do. And then you will feel more empowered versus disempowered by a spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening process is actually a gift. It's a good thing. No matter where it's taking you on your journey, it's a good thing. It's not anything that is here to destroy your life. On the contrary, it's here to raise your vibrational frequency. It's here to help your soul growth and help you finally align, if you haven't, with your life purpose. To be happy, to be at peace, to be your true self, the whole thing. And everybody has different things they want to do. If we were all on the same exact path, we wouldn't have very much variety in the world. We don't need to be all on the same exact path. We just need to be on our true path. And we need to align with what's right for us. And that's what I'm trying to say. There's so many aspects to this that I don't even know. I mean, I could go over as many as I can in the show, and there'll still be others. Lots of physical symptoms happen. Like I said, the anxiety, heart, you know, you'll start feeling like there's stuff going on with your heart. You'll get it all checked out and you're fine. Or something does happen and it can change your life. A lot of times with the with the heart chakra, which is that's a processing center too, an energy transformer. The fourth chakra handles all the emotions. It opens the heart for receiving love, sending love, and when it closes down, it rejects love, including self-love. Self-love is a big one here. And it really, we've been talking about that for a few years now, but now we're integrating into creating a new world, which we've been talking about. We're creating a new path. We're feeling energies, and there is a lot of energy here to support this, to shift us into something that we want, something more, something better, something brighter, a bright, positive future. Metaphysics is all about aligning with the energy, the frequency, to manifest into your reality what you want. We work with the angelic realm because they're here to serve, and they support us in all of that. I've never had them not support. It's not like, okay, I want a big fancy car, and that's what they do. They help you. If you really wanted that, I guess they could. But then you're going to have to deal with the cause and effect of that choice. That's our responsibility. That's our free will, what we choose to have in our lives. There's lots of different things about that. And the thing is, you don't want to be so frozen where you don't do anything at all. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for myself. I have a natural tenacity to just keep going when something challenges me. So, you know, I appreciate that part of me. You know, it has been called stubbornness, and yeah, okay, it's stubborn because I'm determined that that's what I want. But at the same time, say, let's use that one, for example, I had to learn in my life, my tenacity was a gift, not something to close down and not listen when I needed to listen to maybe a different direction. That doesn't necessarily have to come from another person. If you don't agree with what they think you should do, that's not what I'm saying at all. But it is aligning with you, your true self, your higher self. That way, you can trust it. You can trust that beyond anything. You can trust that this is the right path for you, whether it's the same that they think or not. We learn to respond by, okay, I'll explore your idea, but that doesn't mean you have to take it, and not feel all tied up in knots because of that. Because people pleasing, one of the biggest drains I've ever seen out there is people pleasing. Not saying go out and be nasty and rude, but no is a very freeing word to say when you need to say no. And say yes to what's right for you. Spiritual awakening will challenge things like that. It will challenge a lot. So think about some of the things that you have questions about or what's going on in your life as we proceed. I'll start diving in a little bit deeper with different aspects of this after the break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream, and we will be right back after the break.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're just tuning in. We're talking about how to process spiritual awakening energy. And it comes in many, many ways, depending on what it's waking up, manifesting, moving through your own life. So I wanted to hit a couple of very common ones. First off, let's talk about the anxiety part. Anxiety affects a lot of things. Anxiety is the energy of fear manifesting physically to where you can feel it. That's what it is. If fear is an energy, love's an energy, things are energy, and you can change energy and transmute energy, then you can shift that. I'm not saying it's easy, but what happens when your life is changing suddenly and it causes the anxiety, or you just feel like you can't do it because you don't know how to do all of it perfectly, that's usually a key right there. We're very hard on ourselves for perfectionism, and that alone can put anybody into anxiety. I know I've had to work with that myself. But if you were looking at it that way, you go, okay, what's causing the anxiety? And you started to process the energy of why it's happening versus avoid it or try to not go there. I'm not saying you just have to walk into something and pass out and you can't breathe. Don't do that. Don't do that. But what I'm saying is give yourself an opportunity to explore why. And if things are changing in your life so much, like maybe it's a job change, maybe it's a move change, maybe you lost your job, maybe a relationship is breaking up. Those are big things that can change your life. And a lot of people are going through things like that. They're not here to torture you or punish you. I mean, yes, they're painful. Been through plenty of them myself. Very painful. Very scary. You don't know what the future looks like. What is that? Fear of the future. What is happening? Fear of not knowing what comes next, what to do, because it's changing and you're so used to the autopilot. And I am. I'm breaking it down right now in the way this is energetically, because sometimes if you just tear it apart a little bit, that mountain doesn't seem so big. We're being given opportunity to align with people in our life, a job, our happiness. Sometimes we don't know until something like this happens that, wait, gosh, that hurt and this is rough, but there's got to be something positive that will come out of this. There's got to be something that I'm going to learn from this. Absolutely. I don't believe that all these things happen to us just to keep us down. There is a lot of people that think that, but I'm not one of them. Because energetically, I don't want to put my focus on that. If I was to put my focus on that, now I'm going to bring more of that in. And let me tell you, I've worked with this and experienced it a lot. And I'm very funny about it because I know I have worked years on my manifesting skills and what I want to experience in the world. And I want to live in a fifth dimension experience. I want to live happy. I want to live aligned with my truth. I want to live in freedom without fear of, you know, harassment or whatever you want to call it. I had to choose it. I had to choose, you know what? I'm done with that. No more of that. And saying no where no needs to be said no. And once you do make a step in the direction that's causing some fear for you, you start to feel more free. You go, wow, okay. I said no to that party I didn't really want to go to or something like that. Or you said no to whatever, or to this, can you lead this benefit? Maybe you just can't. Maybe you're burned out. Maybe you need some time for yourself. You say no, but you've always been the one that's been there for everybody and done that. Empathics, listen up. When you're empathic, you just feel and you are serving everybody out there like you come last. You always make yourself last and you give all of the energy that you have out for everything else that isn't bringing anything back to you. I don't see where the universe, higher power, higher self actually expects that, because when we are aligned and we're saying no where we need to say no and yes where we need to say yes, now there's a balance. But anxiety can come a lot of times from saying yes when we really meant no. And it can come from being nervous to step out and try something new. And that's one of the big ones. Spiritual awakening will really challenge you on that. It will wake things up to where it's pulling you and tugging you to go in a new direction. And you're thinking, I want to just stay the way it was. It's very comfortable this way. I just want to stay there. And you'll find that you keep trying to do it the way you used to, and it just won't work. Well, some tips on this. Let's go with a big one. And you hear about it all the time, but we're going to dive into it a little bit deeper on ways you can do it. With a lot of the symptoms that we had with this, feeling the empathic stuff getting stronger or the anxiety, is your breath. You slow down and you breathe and you focus on your breathing. Why? I've said it before, but I'm going to repeat it because somebody out there might have never heard this before. When you focus on your breath, that's your life force, your chi, that's you, that's your energy. First thing you do when you arrive here, and it's the last thing you do before you leave. Okay, so it's always with you. But if you were to take a deep, full breath in, deep as you can into your belly, and just slow your breathing down, because if you notice when you're anxious, shoulders are going up and you're breathing shallow and faster. That's attached to your nervous system. That's your fight or flight. So it's starting to go into that mode. You can immediately flip the switch on that, calm the nervous system down very, very quickly by going to your breath, slowing down and breathing deep and slowly. You don't want to go passing out and hyperventilate. Just, you know what? Everything stops. You sit down so you don't fall down and you just slow your breathing down. You take a minute. Go off to be by yourself for a couple of minutes if you have to. One of the best things in the world you can do it in the car, you can do it, you know, you can do it anywhere. It's one of the things that you practice when you're doing meditation. And that's, you know, meditation is fantastic for that. Another thing that's great about the breath is you're receiving life in. It's not being closed off, because that shallow breathing and, you know, shoulders up, that's a defensive physical reaction the body's doing. And it's shutting all the doors and hatches down, and it's not letting anything in. You want to let your breath in. You do. You want to let your breath in. And that's one of the most important things that I found that can work very, very quickly for anxiety, panic attacks, anything like that. And I know some of them can be big whammies out there. I know that. But I wanted to remind you of that one. I have other things I want to tell you about too. There's just, that one is probably the biggest one that I have found to work very well. Another one would be grounding. And we always ground when we go into meditation. And I want to explain why. I want to explain how grounding is so important and how it can help with a lot of the stuff that you might be feeling in your unique experience with a spiritual awakening, whether it's a physical thing, your experience in your reality, what's happening in your life, your emotions, your beliefs, your mindset. And there'll be some doubt in there when beliefs are challenged. Spiritual awakening can challenge that, and beliefs, things you dug your heels into, that was it, and you just know. And that can kind of throw your world upside down, I know. But it can throw it upside down so you can see things for what they really are, keep what's working, leave the rest behind, and create a better life. You'll rebuild a new foundation. So we're going to go over some more of this when we come back. If you have questions, don't hesitate. Let me know. You might have a question after the show if people are listening to the archive. We have a lot of people listen to archives because not everybody's home or maybe somebody's at work right now. But, you know, don't hesitate. Let us know what they are because I care. I want to help you through a spiritual awakening. That's, I believe, one of my life purposes is to help myself. And what I learn that helps me, share it. And not even just as a teacher like this, just resonate that. And you can do that too. You could, it doesn't matter what you do. You don't have to do all this. You know, some people think, oh, well, I got to get into that and be one of those. No, you don't. I could stop doing it tomorrow and still resonate that. You can do this. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's, sorting out. And a lot of this will have a lot to do with where your mind is focusing. We'll go over that too. So think about that. And when we come back, I'm going to dive into the grounding and the meditation side of things, but especially the grounding part, on how that can help you with some of these spiritual awakening symptoms, if that's what you want to call it, challenges, if that's what you want to call it, just the whole process of your soul waking up, and you're going to reconnect with your higher self is what's going on here. And if there's a lot of stuff in the way, you might feel a lot of upset in your life, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned, intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back to the show, guys. And we're talking about spiritual awakening and how to process that energy because, whoa, it's crazy when all that stuff's going on. So why is it causing this? It's kind of like an explosion reaction of energy because all of a sudden things are different in your life. And then you're reacting or responding, you know, you're trying to stabilize and, you know, it's kind of like a, the word I think they use sometimes is damage control. We got to fix everything. Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and go, hang on a second. Let me just look at this a little better. That's where grounding comes in. So after you, and we were talking about some of this in the first two segments. So if you're just tuning in, you might want to go back, listen to the archive to get the first part. But we're at the grounding part. And grounding is interesting because if you were taking your deep breaths, you know, something's going on, you're feeling the anxiety or nervousness about it, or you're just maybe need clear thinking, you're trying to figure out what to do. The deep breaths for about a minute, that's really all you need is a minute, but you could keep doing that. Just slow things down, consciously bring the shoulders down. And it's kind of talking to the body, letting the body know in the nervous system, it's okay, we got this. We're just going to find a new way to figure it out. Grounding is literally what it means. It happens a lot with spiritual awakening or very spiritual creative people even, you know. I mean, I have to make sure I stay grounded because I'm very right-brained and I'm very creative-minded. But grounding is your soul not leaving, not escaping, not trying to run away. You're actually here. I'm trying to explain this in a way that makes sense, but it's kind of like you're trying to take off and leave the body high and dry and it's got to figure it out. Ooh, that can make a lot for scattered thinking where you just can't keep your focus. Some people are just more naturally going to be more ungrounded. That means a little more effort for you to ground. Grounding can be done in very simple ways, but when you are in your body experiencing it, being present, kind of being present, now you're going to think clearer. It's fascinating to watch. I've worked with so many clients over the years. They can be completely all over the place, you know, emotional, whatever it is. And we work on the grounding. And within a couple of minutes, they can answer questions better. They can communicate better what they're trying to say. Because now you're here, okay? Now you're back. And that's a big deal. That's huge. With spiritual awakening, you want to be present. You want to be a participant in your soul growth. You want to be here to take action and listen to your higher self. You don't want to be avoiding and be escaping and hiding over somewhere, you know, and it kind of is like that. It's a weird experience. And I know you've seen it in other people, but you've probably done it yourself. Everybody does become ungrounded sometimes. But grounding is a balance. It grounds you and you're here. One of the easiest ways that I have ever discovered, and I tell people this all the time, one of the easiest ways to do it quickly is to literally stomp your feet on the ground, feel the bottom of your feet touching the bottom or inside of your shoe, or barefoot's even better if you can do it, and feel your feet touching the floor, the ground. Feel yourself, feel that part. Take your awareness to the bottom of your feet. Because why? That will bring and pull the soul back in. It brings you, your spirit back in. You're back here. And people are like, what? It's not like you're gone, but I'm trying to explain it in a way that makes sense. You're not really here either, unless you do that. The reason it's so important with meditation is because you want to be grounded before you go into meditation, because meditation can take you to some pretty amazing frequencies. And we want to go there. But if you go ungrounded, it's kind of like out there like a loose cannon without a driver's license all over the freeway. You know, you don't want to be, you're going to be running into all that, you know, you don't even know what you're doing. So you want to be grounded. You want to have that balance. Grounding helps with spiritual awakening because you will be clear thinking. You want to be clear thinking. It'll calm things down. You are not avoiding what's happening. It helps in a huge way. And then a meditation, I mean, meditations can be 5-15 minutes. I really never recommend more than 15. There's people that do it for a long time, pretty advanced, or they want to. I've never seen where you need to do it that long. So if meditation is something new to you, and maybe you have one of those over analytical minds that overthinks everything, grounding, deep breaths, check your shoulders. Where are they? Are they weight? Are they up here? Do you always feel like you're tense up in the shoulders or in your neck? You're probably doing this a little bit. Just check that. Be aware of it. Meditation is healthy for the entire body. It's healthy for, you know, blood pressure, heart. It relaxes the body. There's so much on the defense and there's tension when we're processing brand new unknown territories. It's something that we're trying to not overreact to. We don't want to knee-jerk react to a spiritual awakening situation. We want to be present and we want to relax through it. So at the beginning, you may have to put some effort into practicing a couple of things to help you. Because when we don't ground, especially if you're not grounded, I think that makes it really difficult with spiritual awakening symptoms, issues. Just the other day, I'm noticing someone that was fighting it tooth and nail that I was working with. They, you know, just fighting it. And then, you know, resisting change. And then with the last couple of weeks, and it's interesting because that was a lot of that energy that came in with February, they're starting to see a different perspective. They're starting to work and slow down. As soon as they got away from the slowing down and the breathing, it was starting to get bumpy again. I gently reminded, why don't you go back to that, you know? And I went, you know, I haven't done that in a while. It's a good idea. So as soon as it did, I mean, we're talking a couple of days, I hear from this person again, hey, you know what? I'm having some pretty good things shifting. And it just was night and day. And this comes from somebody that's not really considered, they don't consider themselves spiritual, but they're awakening. And they know they've got to find some answers somewhere else other than the logic. The people that are very logic-minded, they're like, I gotta make sure it's not this or that. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm spiritual, but I'm a spiritual logical person. If I have something goofy happen, I don't just go, oh, the whatever is causing the whatever. I make sure I have a plug plugged in first. You know, I kind of use my logic first. I put a coat on when it's cold outside, stuff like that. And I don't mean to sound insulted if I did, and I do. I don't think I did, but I'm talking about for me, because sometimes people don't take me seriously because I'm very spiritual and this is what I do. What I have been passionate about and what I've learned over the years is they coexist together beautifully and you're balanced. When your logic side can actually ground you, and that can help you ground too. So it's like you can be spiritual and here and be present. And then when all of these things are coming up that are changing for you, like psychic abilities waking up, we'll go into that a little bit. You're seeing and experiencing and feeling things you never thought you would. Whoa. You don't want to be afraid of everything that's brand new that you're experiencing. At the same time, you want to be knowledgeable. You want to be grounded. You want to be shielded from not picking up something negative that's trying to hurt you and stuff like that. You don't want to be terrified. Fear is what that feeds off of. You want to be confident. You want to be strong. You want to know you're safe. A lot of people, their psychic abilities wake up in something like this. In fact, same thing. I'm hearing more about that. Like, wow, I just went through something and I know I had an angel helping me. I said, well, did you call out and ask? They said, yeah, I've heard you do it so much. I did it. And I wasn't trying to tell them that, what they did. And they said it worked. I'm like, well, yeah, because they do respond. They're not the only ones. We have spirit guides. We have our intuition that is our higher self that can pick up and discern if something's off or a vibe that doesn't feel right or maybe someone's intentions aren't good for you, things like that. You don't want to be ignoring that. You want to allow that to be a part of you and learn about it. You're in learn mode. It's like learning brand new. If you think about it that way, that's huge. Because when a spiritual awakening happens and it's something brand new you've never experienced in your life before, and you're like, I don't know what to think. I don't know what this is. Blah, 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 you know, all that. You want to think of it this way. Wow, I'm getting ready to go back to school about spiritual things, and I'm going to learn a whole new arena, a whole new, I'm going to build my library. I'm going to become more knowledgeable. I'm going to gain wisdom. I never hear anybody say that because when it first happens, you're freaking out. So as soon as you breathe, as soon as you ground, as soon as you slow down and bring your shoulders back down, remember that you're going to learn amazing new things. It might be about your natural psychic gifts, spiritual gifts. It might be that you're discovering that, well, I don't think I'm on my life path. Maybe you loved what you were doing. That doesn't mean you weren't on your life path, but maybe it means that you're moving into something new now. Because when we move and travel on our journey, we just take everything we've collected and learned with us. You learn from things you experience. Now, if you learn from things you're experiencing in your past or past life or past whatever, just think what you're going to learn from a spiritual awakening. A massive amount of good stuff. that will help you raise your frequency. Your body responds to a higher frequency, recalibrates to it. So it'll be purging stuff out and it will be cleaning up and changing your DNA. Yeah, you can, that's a whole nother topic, but it just keeps getting better and better if you let it. So we're going to take our last break. When we come back, a little bit more for some interesting things that are happening with spiritual awakenings right now with past, present, future. And I wanted to address it because I don't think I'm the only one noticing that. I believe that this is happening for a lot of people, and I wanted to kind of throw it out there so you knew you weren't by yourself on that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back to our last segment. We've been talking about processing spiritual awakening energy because it's a lot of energy we're trying to adjust to and calibrate. I've been talking about it in so many different aspects because I wanted you to be aware of what was going on. You might be feeling physical things. You might be having more allergies. You might be feeling like you got to change your diet. You might be having more ringing. I've even heard that recently. Someone that had ringing tinnitus for years, all of a sudden it changed pitch. And then a lot of other synchronicities were coming in because spiritual gifts were starting to wake up and they were experiencing some things. And I said, well, I'm hearing a pitch too, because I, you know, it happens. And it was interesting to hear that. So I'm sharing, you know, some of you might be noticing that. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about and how grounding helps you, and about this past, present, future thing. And that's really an interesting one with spiritual awakening. If you're aware of this, you really are awake. Okay. You may or may not notice this. If this doesn't apply to you, okay. But, and I've had this happen several times in the last week, which was just, I was having to just ground. I was grounding and taking my deep breaths because I'm like, all right, wait a minute. Double checking where I was, because it felt like I was in the past, but I was in the present and I was seeing a future at the same time, because timelines seem to be overlapping like that. And then you'll truly feel something from way back, like, where is that coming from? I haven't thought of that in a long time. And then it's right here, but in your present, maybe it was something that wasn't so positive in your past, or something you reacted to in a way that was rough, or whatever it was. But if it's coming up, it's coming up now, and you respond differently, and you find a different approach to that, and you settle and not, you know, take a deep breath with it. And then now you're creating and shifting your future. You're shifting it for what you want. You're creating your future that way, because we create in the now. That's where all the power is, okay, is right here, right now. Because this is where you're making choices. What you made a choice about 5 minutes ago shifts, and, you know, it goes like that, on and on and on. So things you did in the past, you know, that's all that is. But you might be feeling like it's overlapping, or you might lose track of what day it is, or, you know, things like that. You might find that all of a sudden you're so aware of something that just, of course, aha moments, that makes sense. And then it doesn't, you'll find that there's more peace. You'll feel more peace. When you start to really ground into your spiritual awakening, it's much more peaceful. It's not anxiety. It's not fear. It's not, I've got to control it. I've got to make it go a certain way. Your health will respond to that. So I've said grounding is very important. It is. It really is, because you're not avoiding. Watch out for addictive things. You may have a tendency to lean on that when you're going through something. One of the biggest things you can do is give yourself some space and give yourself some priority, because it will be opening up your heart. So you might be feeling more. You might be feeling like, well, now I'm going to just feel all that stuff that everybody's going through and get all caught in it. No. Empaths have a tendency to do that, but you don't have to choose that. This is being aware of it. And sometimes we just have to keep reminding ourselves to choose that. I absolutely get that, because I've had to learn that. You're choosing. You're learning and practicing that you have the power to make choices. Maybe one of those is challenging a belief system that you didn't believe you had any choices. Maybe that's what it is. So when you look at it that way, you're like, well, I never did have them before. Well, why is that? Oh, because of so-and-so or whatever. Well, that was then, and this is now. And now you choose differently, because the energies right now for moving the world into a very positive place is very much here to support the people that want to jump on this and do this. And I'm not even trying to say, oh, spend all this money and hook into this and that. I'm not even saying that. I'm saying you've got a couple of things right there for you that you can use immediately. Your breath to slow it down. 5 minutes of closing your eyes in the meditation after you ground, and just literally with meditation, take 5 minutes. Gosh, guys, for those that are at work, you can go to the, you know, bathroom break. Nobody knows. Whatever you got to do, take your 5 minutes and go sit on the park bench, something. Everybody gets those. And just 5 minutes of just being, slowing down your breath. Don't worry about all the thoughts going through your mind, because when you're new at this, you're going to feel like, I can't even stop my mind from going for 5 minutes. Don't try to do that. That's trying to control it to stop. You actually just, and it sounds kind of funny, but when you're first learning meditation, you just let it run amok, so to speak. You just breathe. You focus on your breathing. Don't worry about anything else. Just, you know, feel your breath going in and out of your chest. You're slowing down. You're dropping your shoulders. You're just kind of closing your eyes for a moment if you are in a place where you can. And just, you know, like, and then feel the bottom of your feet. You can do all of these things and nobody's going to know what's going on if you're in a place where you need privacy. They don't need to know what you're doing. You're being healthy. You're taking care of yourself. You're making yourself a priority. I always like to shield up and ground and protect. I mean, I always ask Archangel Michael to shield me, protect me while I'm taking a time out. Got somebody watching my back that way. And you don't have to worry about that. So a lot of times, all the fears that might be from how we were raised, but just know that you have options. And I'm out of time, guys. I had a lot of one to share with you today. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in to the video streams. If you've got questions about that, go to my website and send us a message and let us know. We'll answer them on the next show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.